Burundi's President Evariste Ndayishimiye has accused Rwanda of planning an attack on his country, citing what he calls credible intelligence. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. In an interview with the BBC, he claimed that Rwanda had previously attempted to stage a coup in Burundi and is now using similar tactics to those employed in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Rwanda swiftly rejected the accusations, calling them surprising and insisting that both countries are cooperating on security matters, despite their shared border being closed for over a year. The dispute comes amid ongoing tensions in the region, with Rwanda facing widespread accusations, including from the United Nations, of backing the M23 rebel group, which has seized large areas of eastern DRC. Rwanda has consistently denied these allegations, as well as claims that it supports the Burundian rebel group Red Tabara, which Ndayishimiye describes as a proxy force used to destabilize Burundi. A call for peace, but a warning of retaliation. While emphasizing that Burundi does not plan to attack Rwanda, Ndayishimiye warned that his country would not sit idle if provoked. He also called for the full implementation of past peace agreements between the two nations, accusing Rwanda of failing to uphold its commitments. The people who carried out the 2015 coup were organized by Rwanda. They trained and armed them in Mahama refugee camp and financed them. They are still in Rwanda's hands, he alleged. He urged Rwanda to hand over the perpetrators, saying, if Rwanda accepts to bring them to justice, the problem will be solved. Regional instability and the battle over resources. Beyond Burundi's strained relationship with Rwanda, the broader crisis in the mineral-rich DRC remains a pressing issue. The ongoing conflict has drawn in multiple armed groups and foreign interests vying for control of valuable resources. External forces are perpetuating this conflict because they want to continue looting the DRC's minerals, Ndayishimiye said. This is not about the people, it is about the resources. He called for inclusive peace talks that involve all armed groups and political parties, arguing that Rwanda holds the key to resolving the crisis. The problem between Rwanda and the DRC is small, they can solve it without killing people. Rwanda claims to be in the DRC to fight the FDLR, a Rwandan rebel group linked to the 1994 genocide, but who is being killed. It's the Congolese, not the FDLR, he said. Desperate refugees fleeing conflict. As the M23 and Rwandan forces advance in eastern DRC, hundreds of thousands of Congolese have been forced to flee. Many have risked their lives crossing the Rugeti River into Burundi, with some tragically drowning in the attempt. Despite reports of a closed border preventing refugees from returning home, Ndayishimiye denied the claim. Our border with the DRC is not closed. They entered Burundi, so they can go back the same way, he stated. When pressed about the dangers of crossing the river, he responded, "We didn't invite them. But when they are here, they are our guests. If a guest comes to your house, you decide where they stay and what they eat." Burundi's military presence in the DRC. To ensure its own security, Burundi has deployed troops to the DRC and has no plans to withdraw them until its borders are secure. Meanwhile, a regional military force from southern Africa is preparing to withdraw after suffering casualties in clashes with M23 rebels. For lasting peace, Ndayishimiye believes the mandate of international forces in the DRC should be expanded to actively engage rebel groups. However, with Rwanda and Burundi locked in a bitter dispute and tensions running high across the region, a peaceful resolution remains uncertain. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.